Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As you may have picked up in the readings today, this is Good Shepherd Sunday, where we hear a lot about the image of Jesus or God as our Good Shepherd. But it's very easy in the midst of all of this sheep imagery to miss another very powerful understanding of God that comes in the last two verses of Psalm 23. If you flip to your bulletin to take a peek at that, this morning I want to talk with you not about Jesus as our Good Shepherd or God as our Good Shepherd, but God as an extraordinarily lavish host. A God who sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. A God who is so abundantly giving that our cup overflows. So let's begin there. This is a God who is so abundant in our life that our cup overfloweth. Our cup is running over is the translation you have in your bulletin today. I'm curious to know what happens in your lives if you're out at a restaurant chatting away with friends or family, and the waitress comes over and maybe pouring water or red wine or coffee, and your cup starts running over. What do you do?
It depends whether it's coffee or wine.
Spoken like a true Episcopalian. What do you do? Let's just say it's water. Let's start with the easy one. If the waitress is pouring water and it starts going everywhere, what do you do?
Jump out.
Some people jump back, jump out of the way. What else do you do? Get a dry cloth, you know, start grabbing napkins from everybody at the table, piling it on the water. Any other responses?
You tell her that's enough.
Tell the waitress to stop. Yes, yes. Tell the waitress to stop. Bill?
You drink off the top of the glass so you won't waste any more.
That's right. Lean over, especially if it's wine. You lean over very gently and take that top sip so nothing is wasted. Is that Joan?
And smile and be gracious.
Smile and be gracious. I have to say that that's not usually my response. Thank you for setting that as a goal for me. I have to admit that I, you know, have been known to have the... Well, we'll see how big her tip's going to be after she's poured coffee all over my lap. You know, a sense of blaming, a sense of chiding. On Mother's Day, I think it's particularly nice that we have an image of cups running over because there's not a meal that goes by in our house that there's not some cup that runs over in some way. So, you know, our human instinct when we have abundance, whether welcome or not, is to say stop, to back off from it, to try to clean it up and make it really nice and tidy. So what are we supposed to make about a psalm that tells us that God is not only a good shepherd, but God is the kind of host who is wanting to pour things into your life abundantly and lavishly, perhaps to the point that it's uncomfortable and you wish it would stop? This is such a familiar psalm that I actually went back and did a little bit of word study, some of the Hebrew word study, just to see where that verb runneth over comes from. It's curious to know where else we would see running over in the Hebrew Bible. And it was very interesting for me to discover, some of you may have known this, that is actually not a verb at that point in the psalm. We're not talking about the cup doing something. In the original Hebrew. And it's also not an adjective. It's not an overflowing cup. It's a noun. It's a state of being. Ed knows. It's a state of grace. It's a state of abundance. So the psalm is actually not calling the attention to us, to the cup, our cup, and whatever it's doing. The psalmist is trying to call our attention to the God who creates a world for us where he is constantly pouring herself into it, lavishly pouring blessings into our lives. This is a very difficult thing for many of us to believe, especially if you're going through a time of difficulty, to accept, to allow those blessings to just run all over the table, into your lap, on the floor. And then to allow that knowledge to change the way you live in the world. In my Easter sermon, I talked about this sense of God having an everlasting love that reaches through anything that humanity could ever do to God, building false idols, turning away from God, wandering in the wilderness and bickering and complaining forever and ever and ever, turning away from God's Son who is given as a free gift, crucifying God's Son, even through the grave, God is reaching to us with this everlasting love to comfort us with the resurrection of his Son. There's a second part of the psalm, that last verse. His goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Bill's going to be doing an adult forum on different mistranslations or misunderstandings, and I think this is a classic one. The Hebrew word is actually not mercy in the sense of a God who is forgiving. It's hesed, which is faithfulness, a God of everlasting faithfulness. So may his goodness and loving kindness, may his goodness and everlasting love be with me all the days of my life. Now, in our hymn that we sang this morning, the fifth stanza, I love the way this is translated into what does that mean for how we live today? If we can begin to shift from a mentality that says that overflowingness means we have to stop it, clean it up, or in other way push it out of our lives. We don't know what to do with such abundant blessings. In this hymn, in the fifth verse, thy grace bestoweth, and oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice floweth. What transport of delight, moving us out of this space where we are constrained by our limited human imagination, moving us out of this space where we feel that we don't deserve that blessedness, where the world seems so cruel and unkind, that where the world feels like we live in the valley of the shadow of death, opening ourselves up and allowing those blessings to just flow freely all throughout our lives creates the opportunity that we are transported from the valley of the shadow of death into this deep sense of embrace. It doesn't mean that we don't experience the valleys. It doesn't mean that we don't grieve. It doesn't mean that we don't suffer in different ways. But when we open ourselves completely to that state of abundant grace that God is constantly pouring into the world, to the knowledge that it's lasting forever, we don't have to store it up. We don't have to grab onto it because there will be just as much tomorrow. When we open ourselves to that, that's where our lives change, where we are transported by that chalice of delight. This morning, this is particularly poignant for me. Between the services, I went down to Cape Cod Hospital to say some final prayers with Gary Mansour. Many of you have known Gary and Marge for years. They sit right here. And Gary is approaching the end of his life. And it was so incredibly poignant to sit with Marge and to feel her incredible faith and peacefulness, this sense that she accepts so deeply the love of this community, the love of her children, the love of the Babcocks who are with them right now. And even in the valley of the shadow of death, is being transported by this sense of abundant care. So my prayer for all of us on this Mother's Day, which can be tricky to say the best, to say the least, for some folks, and joyous for others. But my prayer for all of us is that we can tap into that parental nature of God that is constantly seeking to pour blessings into our life. that we can allow them to sink deeply into our hearts, softening ourselves to see each and every one of those blessings, whether it's the ruby-throated hummingbird that appears at your bird feeder this gorgeous day, the love of family and friends, whatever those blessings are, that you soften yourself and allow them to sink deeply into you. And if they start overflowing, if you feel that abundant sense of grace, even if you're suffering, that you just thank God for it without trying to stop, without denying that you deserve it. You deserve every bit of it and more, which is what God is going to continue pouring into your life, into my life, and into the life of every living creature. Amen.